Okay. So we were talking about the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashba, about Chema. So the Rambam says that Chema could be okay because if they weren't goes on Chema, that they could still be Chema of a guy, maybe they mixed the non-kosher milk in it. But the thing is, the non-kosher milk doesn't become the chema. So that's what he says. So therefore, the little parts of it are right. Mixes go to Masrua. So maybe that's from the treif. And then the Rashba says, no, yeah, even if it's treif, but it's batal. But and even though it's nikar. Because he's saying that's something that you can't get out. So it's batal, even when it's nikar. And the Reish Chaim says this machlokas is Rambam and Rashba is relevant for the question of if you have water in the river that has real bugs in it, and you can't get rid of them all. So according to the Rashba, maybe it's batal. And according to the but then he says in the end you should to try to cook the water and then try to filter it. And what is it to cook and filter? And then as you have to cook, and then see if you got it all out. But if afterwards there's still bugs in it, then you can't drink the water. So is that because he passed Peter? But what would the Rashba say? Would the Rashba say that it's okay? Because the Rashba Shita is, he says, Kalad Vamshu, the Machlok is Rabban Rashba, Davashanikar is in the Inuyachal in Bato. Kamarash Kedusha. So he says, but here the Rashba would agree that it's also. Well, page 18 he writes. But you don't need that Gamarashba. So what does that mean? The So you should do it. So, but there he did it, and it still wasn't. So why is the ra why would he think the ra maybe the Rashi would say it's okay? What did he say? Why is it so partial that? Because he did everything he could do, and it's still. So maybe the Rashba would say it's okay. Is it pshat that he's not passing like the Rashba? That's why he's saying the last paragraph of Yerusha, Hamayim. Rahmi Any comments? As if the clue, if you should who's to avoid the toys, we got a hacker into in a kind of loss of the mind, Rathamish, a man, Rathamo commercial for on our mission. Okay, let's now look at the pasuk in Malachi, page 20. See, Tagishun Iver, Lizboach, Ein Ra. The person. Would give a korban, and it's like a blind animal or something like that, or lame. If you would give it to your governor, right? Would he like it? So that idea, saying that anything you wouldn't give to your Asamadam, you wouldn't give to your official, so then you shouldn't give to HaKadosh Baruch. So, for example, the Gemara in Sukkah, at the end of the fourth parak here on page 21, speaks about, say you had mayim begulim, we have water that overnight that was not covered up. So we were cautious that maybe a snake put some poison in the water, right? Snake put poison in the water. So the Gemara says, so what if you filter it? The Gemara says, "Am I a lover of Misanenis?" So he says, "So what's the problem?" So the Gemara says, "Maybe we hold like Rabbi Chemia. Maybe the mission is not like Rabbi Chemia. That Rabbi Chemia says, if you had water that you left over." And you filter it, then it's okay. So then the Gemara says, maybe Rabbi Chemi only said it lehedim. If you want to drink water and there was you left it overnight, and then, so you push it for a snake, so do filter it, it'll be okay. This is basically when the Tzemer have you been on for Secha. So he says, Gavol mi Omar. But in other words, would Rav Dechemi say you can put it on the Mizbeach? If even when you filter it, maybe only you can drink it, but maybe not to put on the Mizbeach. What is it? The Rebbe Chemia says, the Mishnah says, if there's Mayim Magulim, you can't use it for the Mizbech, right? So then the Gemara says, why don't you just filter it? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah is not according to Rebbe Chemia, because Rebbe Chemia says, if you filter something, then it could be good. But the Gemara says, even maybe it follows Reb Nechemya. Maybe Reb Nechemya only mate lehedyot, but not legavoh. And that, how does the Gemara conclude? The lay slave Reb Nechemya. So is that a rhetorical statement? Or is that a, how do you read that last line? Does he not hold, meaning I'm sure he holds. Does he not hold that? Meaning for sure he holds that, and therefore it will be good. So therefore, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. So it's funny because you're going to drink it. That you could do. Even though there could be poison in it, but you're going to filter it, so it'll be okay. Because Mizbeach is not a person, not going to drink. But there, you can't bring it up Mizbeach. Because it's still not covetic for the Mizbeach. If there was poison in it, even if you filtered it, it's still not covetic for the Mizbeach. Interesting. Well, let's see what it says in the Rashba, on page 22. Vishal Gaon Zal, the Achmar Shadofal Lashemin Shal Beis HaKnesses. You know, the shul, there was oil because they had the near tumid, so it was lit with oil. It wasn't electric like we have today. So, say a mouse fell into the oil of the shul. And then it disintegrated. So he says, Imasheretz Nimoch Meshemen. So then you see if the Shishim Meshemen Rosech Mutar Bachila. So then, I don't know how much you'd like to eat it if you know that a mouse disintegrated into your oil. But technically, if the shishim, you can eat it. But certainly, you can use it for hadlaka in the shul. And if it's sonein, you can filter it. You don't need shishim. Well, Gabi, neighbors must connect who in also hadlaka. So he says, if it's something that's usher to eat, they're saying there's not shishim, then you can't use it for the neighbors, for the shaman, because of this reason. So he says, the way the Rashba understands it, hakiver al fachasecha is when it's usher to eat. So then, something's also to eat, you would give to your governor. But it's not a higher standard than that. But if you look at the Rabbeinu Bechaya here on page 24, Hayditz Davino, Shemesh al Menor al Havim and Amufka Venkol al Shmonim Ksherim, Shemesh al Asu Razal Shemesh, yeah. That's a gone of Shedding Boah. Yes, Shem Shishim Shabutta Machil, we need to observe her, yeah. Have we Shem Buddha Machil, Pussel of Moor? Whereas he says, even if it's Buddha to have the Shemin, because it's Bartel or whatever, still, you shouldn't do up. You shouldn't put it in the menorah. That's how we create on for sechet. Meaning, he's saying having created on for sechet is a high madrega. Because the way the Rashba said it is, if it's mutter b'chivo, then it's not anymore. We're going on the fechasecha. Right? That was what the Rashba said. But he's saying, no, even if it's mutter b'chivo, it's still not, it's like mos. Yeah.
The neighbors in this shul, it's like just lights in general, or is there, what are they?
They're receptacles of oil.
That are used to light the shul for people to be able to see. I mean, not for any like.
Well, if they're tumid or whatever, they have the shuls.
Okay,
so we have finished this pack of 26. So let's do 27 now.
Is that it? Wouldn't be like it's not fitting to have. You wouldn't put that in front of the governor, therefore you shouldn't like the shul.
Right, exactly. But the question is, do you say that only if it's also b'chila, but if it's mutter b'chila, then it's okay? Because even if it's b'chila, it's still mouse. Like who would want, like if you have an oil, the mouse disintegrated in the oil, and it's, there is shishim. Would you want to eat such a thing? I mean, probably not. You know the story they tell about a certain yeshiva that they found a dead cat in the chult.
You
No, I never verified it, but a certain yeshiva.
We all know kind of the story. You have a story also.
Yeah? Yeah, what happened with the cat?
Yeah, it was in the Shabbat. The Shabbat tasted good, better that Shabbos, and then they weren't sure, and then they look after Shabbat, they look later, and they see in the bottom there was the carcass of the.
Nice. Yeah.
You think it's like a story of the sheep?
Okay.
Wait, you had the cat?
Okay. So now, let us begin. This is an important topic, page back at 27, about Kovush. So, in other words, we mentioned this several times this year. That there's usually a bliya has to be with heat, right? Bliya has to be with heat. But bliya has to be with heat. But if something soaks in liquid, say water, and it's cold water, and it's there for 24 hours, that's called kavush, and kavush is considered like mevushal. So, how long is kavush? So, there's a famous rush, right? Look at page 27. Second arrow. If I show myself a yom shalom, the ace la ace. The Krakovish. Ace la ace means 24 hours. Where in the Chumash do you have the dinner of ace la ace? Where in the Chumash? You have to do the base lace of Chumash. Oh! What's it there?
It says
Eved Kanani. So you don't believe if you kill someone, you hit somebody, if he dies 3 days later, like a Shukman, he's still a Rotsef, right? But by Eved Kanani, what?
person dies after a day.
After a day, then you're not chayiv. Achim yom yomayim yomot. So the Gemara says, is it yom yomayim? What is it? The Gemara says it means yom yomayim means 24 hours. So the same thing by Kovash. He says, and what's the raya from Basa Mechalov? Because he says, Basa Mechalov is a chidush, chidushim. He correlate Uli Yom of Mechalov Shari. He boshele osir. Because if you would take milk, cold milk, and you put a piece of meat, cold milk, for 24 hours, it would be butter. But if you do bishul, then it's osir. So why does he say 24 hours? The answer is because 24 hours is a bliya. But the chiddush is for basa b'chol, you need derech bishul. Kovash wouldn't be a disidaraisa basa b'chol. So that's the chiddush. And even there's no bliya at all, it's not a chiddush. Because even though there's a bliya, the cholov gets into the meat. But since it didn't get in what? Derech bishul, then it's not a derais. It's not a derabanan. It's not a derais. That's the source that has to be what? It's 24 hours. Because that's the lashon haGemara. Let's see if we have the Gemara here. Page 6. Page 6. Talking Mendal. Says the finish of Basa B'chalov is Eladi Torulei Kula Yoma B'chelba. If you soak it, Torulei means it's soaked 24 hours in milk. Shari, B'bashalim Mishulei Asa. So if there would be no bliya, there's nothing to talk about. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that even though there is some bliya, but there is a bliya with kavush, but it's not. But it's what does the pasuk say? Lo savasha. It has to be derech bishul. Since it's not derech bishul, but you see that the bliya is when it's 24 hours. And that's what the rush says. So the question is. But is it always 24 hours? What if you use other liquids? For example, vinegar, hobits. Is it also 24 hours? Or not? So there is a big machlokes. Yeah, I'll show you quickly. The machlokes machaber in the shop. Let's see. Yeah, look at the. Page 13. Issa shenoshon im heter me'es le'es. If you have an issa that's soaking in heter for 24 hours, it's sounded mikri kavush. It's cold, it's kavush. Arehu kubavusho. Edesar kulo. Amapochet v'kayim hadacha sagi. But if it's less than 24 hours, you just have to wash it off. Okay. Then, on page 19, Barber says, "In Kovish b'toch tzir." What's chometz? Anyway, what's seer?
Brine.
Brine. What's brine?
The borscht.
What? What say? Say.
Like borscht. That's.
Brine, I'm sure, technically awesome. Borscht is so. Borscht is
sweet. Yeah, it's like borscht and brine. Meat brine.
So that's very sharp, it's here. Chometz is so, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Seer or Chometz, you don't need 24 hours. What do you need? If you show up today, she then do Allah or we are siach. What's that? It means the amount of time that you would put it on the fire and it would take to bubble. Now, how long is that? Probably not too long. But what is the Ferris Israel says an interesting thing. Looking at the Ferris Israel. What page? Yeah, 24. Oh, 24 is right. My may say, so we call it see you has minutes. That's 18 minutes. I would think it would get much quicker than 18 minutes. He says, Yachin, to first us is 18 minutes. So that's the opinion of the Mechaber. And the Shach disagrees. It's the old question of how to learn Rosh. But what does the Shach say? Does the Mechaber have Rosh? What's the shaft, Peter? That there's a difference between seer and chometz. That seer is shiyala or yasir, but chometz is just like water. Chometz is just like water. So chometz is just like water. And therefore it needs 24 hours. See, the Mechaber says 24 hours is for what? Is for water and milk and other things that are not sharp. The sharp things, yalel on yasir. But the Shach says, no, yalel on yasir is only for what? For tzir. But for chometz, it's also 24. But that's only to answer the whole thing. But even if you keep it a little bit, it's as if they clip it. There's a pachas. You should still learn it because they clip it. So if you do vinegar, put it in machaber for 18 minutes, it would be leave a kulo. But even a little bit, it's just the klipa's worth. The way this used to come up a lot, when people were washing their romaine lettuce to get rid of the potential bugs in vinegar, hopefully kosher Pesach vinegar. And so the shaila is, going to mechaber might ruin the vinegar. It might ruin the mark. Because what's the shear according to the mechaber, it's 24 hours, so you're okay if you didn't do 24 hours. But if you're holding the other shita, that is.
It would be the
easy one. Says you need. Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I say it wrong? Yeah, I'm sorry. Seer or Chobetz needs 18 minutes. Right. The Shach says Chobetz needs 24 hours. So, what if you're cleaning your romaine lettuce with what? Soak it in vinegar. Kosher Pesach. So would that be a problem according to Mechaber? What do you say? What are you saying?
It depends how long you're soaking it.
Explain.
If it's more than 18 minutes, you're a problem.
And if it's
less than 18 minutes, you're good.
That's what Tol says. So how do you argue on Tol's?
But it's not boiling.
But it's kavush. Kavush doesn't need boiling. That's the whole point of kavush. That if even it's not boiling, it's soaking, that's like boiling. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, if it's water, milk, you need 24 hours. But if it's not, then it's 18 minutes. Right? And according to the Shach, even the chometz is 24 hours. It's only that it's sear, that it's 18 minutes. So Tol says, you can soak it as long as you don't do it for 18 minutes. As long as you have Tol's.
That's to make sure everyone's saying what.
So tolls, argue with yourself. Explain why what you said is not the case. Other big tolls. You need to drink your beer, actually. He can do it for you. He can be Yosef. Yes. I'm telling you, it's a very not in the Pirka, the very suspect. You have a problem learning, you have difficulties, so you will be disrupted. It's just the beer. That's why it pays to get beer just for that, right? Okay. Tell them, well, why is Tall's not correct?
Soaking lettuce in vinegar?
Nobody lettuce in vinegar.
And you're not washing it before? No water?
Nobody lettuce in vinegar. So Paul says, you don't do 18 minutes, it's good. That's why he's up to Tol's.
It's spicy.
No, argue with Tol's. Argue with Tol's in Yiddish, right? Okay. You can't do it in Yiddish, so at least argue with him in English.
Maybe I missed something, but me saying that when you so. Something in vinegar, you need 18 minutes, but that's not for, that's like what laying on the Tom for Surah, but for Pesach, it's a different, no, all right, okay. For Pesach, it's a different shear for Maror.
Something went a long way. Before we were talking about filming something, and then the thing that was being soaked was going in liquid and spice first, better.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Talk to me and look at the Shulchan Aruch and tell me why Tol's is wrong. Tol's, I want you to say. Kasha Tol's are Tol's.
Viva.
Well,
Kedei Klipa.
Oh, wow.
He said that less than the share is us or Kedei Klipa.
Yeah.
So it's some bad time, even less than 18 minutes.
Being less than 18 minutes, it's still Klipa. And someone once pointed out that the whole romaine lettuce is just a Klipa. So it's considered a batch on the whole thing. And then once it's bushel, you can't use it for Mara, because Mara bushel is no good because it doesn't have tamar. So that was used to be the big hawk. But if you say like the shach, then you're okay, right? Maybe. Because the shach says you need 24 hours. The question is, if it's less than 24 hours, would it still be a good day sleep according to the shach? Of course, only within the Mechaber sheet that could they show you our Messiah unless it does not. Okay, it's good. No? That's it? Something for Purim?
That's
right. Something for Purim?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Whereas I'm paying for it.
I'm going to go to the hospital. Okay.
Klein.
8:11. A Klein. Once I Shabbos, there will be a Kriyas and Megillah by Rabbi Moshe Gordon.
Cover of the share.
Cover of the share.
And there will be a post.
And then he's going to lay into the women in my apartment. And lady. And then, but anyone who's around on Purim Day is welcome to come by. And anyone who needs, if you know anyone who needs a Suda, please let me know.
Probably be
listening
to the prayer
really
a lot of that time, so I might, I don't know if I'll be.
There's somebody from Riverdale that I invited to the Suda.
Oh.
You want to get a ride with him, maybe?
Possibly.
Yes, switch over. Well, maybe.
The Brachos guy's
involved. Maybe she, you know.
Might do a Suda there.
I will go and ask
Dad, so it's possible I'll show up, but like, I don't know if I'll.